Last time we began discussing the malacha of Seda, and we discussed the fact that min haTorah, in order to have a tzad daraisa, it has to be an animal that's bimino nitzod, and midrabanan we paskin, even if it's ain't bimino nitzod, it'll still be us or midrabanan. Are there animals or creatures where there isn't even Seda midrabanan, where maybe it's a super ain't bimino nitzod or something of the sort, where effecting an act of trapping or enclosing an animal or a creature, a being, may be mutter lechachila. So when we had mentioned last time the interesting sheet in the Yerushalmi, that some of the Mefarshi Yerushalmi understand to mean that there was no model of Seda in the Mishkan, and we quoted a comment to the Aruch HaShulchan who explained or suggested that the reason that there wasn't Seda when it came to the Chilazon in the Mishkan was because the Chilazon is a Tolas, and there's no Seda the Oraisa by Tolases. But maybe there are certain types of similar creatures that might even be Mutter Midrabanan. So Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, Perek Kav Zayin Sif Memhei, Perek of Zion Sif Memhei in the new edition, and Ha'ara Kuf Nun Dalid quotes from Rishalma Zalman that Seda the Rabbanan only applies if it's the kind of an animal that, generally speaking, is shayach to Seda, but either a case where the animal is a chola, so it's incapable of moving so well on its own, but generally is Bechlal Seda, then you could have Seda the Rabbanan. Or you have an animal where people generally don't have an interest in trapping such an animal because it doesn't serve any function, but the animal is fundamentally a trappable animal, an animal that's independently mobile. And if you would have a reason to use it, you would have to trap it or enclose it in order to access that animal. But Rosh Hashanah Zaman is quoted as saying that if you have an ant or a slow ant, I assume not all ants are the same, but a slow kind of an ant where you could easily pick up the ant or get the ant without having to do an act of tzeda, maybe that isn't even tzad midrabanan. Or if you have a turtle, a slow turtle, a tortoise, that moves very slowly and you could easily get it without having to take any additional action, maybe that's mutter min haTorah. It would be aser perhaps because maybe it's even mutter midrabanan. It might be aser because it's muksa, and you can't be metaltel balichayim on Shabbos because of muksa. But maybe seda doesn't apply in that situation. And he points out that there's a comment of the Tosos Rid in Chagiga that maybe sounds like this. Tosos Rid in Chagiga on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph has the following line. Have it on the screen here. Shekein chomet tchilas b'yasa b'kadasha perish ha'mora. Chomet omer ani shushekes shekorin limsa hagadil b'klipa ha'olechas misagelis tamid. Kol shehu gadel, v'tchilasa nikar b'klipa shekadasha haisa. So this creature that the Tosafot are talking about, this kind of a sheketz that grows in a shell, and it walks or moves around in this shell, what we would call a snail. Perish, I'm skipping a few words. Shavlol in modern Hebrew, I believe, is a snail. So he's talking about a shavlol. Sheyotze chutz mi nartiko veriros noflos mimenu atchehu nima chumes. So this kind of snail that comes out of its shell and then something happens to it that makes it die. Ulefi perusho zem ma she'anu karen belaz, whatever that word is. Ve'ech yitachin shezo chomet ha'amr b'shmona shratzim. The Beperik Or Varot of Tanan Shmona Shratzim Yeshen Oros. Ubishabas Tanan Perish Shmona Shratzim. Shmona Shratzim Amur Betarat Sadan Rechol Ben Chayev. So we're trying to figure out what's the definition of This chomet in the list of Shmona Shratzim. And we know when it comes to Shmona Shratzim, if you're tzad on the Shmona Shratzim, that's a violation of Tzeda Daraisa. The imzahu a chomet, so if a chomet is a shavlul, if a chomet is a snail, and that's one of the Shmona Shratzim, my Tzeda Shaychebe, what tzad is there when it comes to a snail? Shu nitzo v'omeid. It's keilu, it's already trapped, because eno yachol lazos ki emahat biyoser. It moves at a snail's pace because it's a snail. And also, my chavala shaychebe. So, the figach nirali, shachomed acherhu, ve'ein zesh shavlol. So, the Tazarid says that a chomed can't be a shavlol because a shavlol, there's no way it's shaykh to tseda the oraisa. The Tazarid is saying that a shavlol, a snail, can't be shaykh to tseda the oraisa. Sounds like still a possibility. It might be subject to tseda the rabbanon. But Shlomo Zalman thinks that maybe there isn't even tseda the rabbanon if something is totally not shayach to being trapped. It's too slow for trapping to be at all necessary to get this this creature. And then Shlomo Zalman points out, however, Rashi and Daf. On the Mishnah, the Mishnah says the Shmona Shratzim that say the Daraisa. Sharsh Gatzerimasim Hachovel Behen Pater Vat Sadan Litzarach Chayv Shelo Litzarach Is Pater. Says Rashi, Sharsh Gatzim Ramasim Kigon Tolas Nuchashim Akrabim. So on his list is a Tolas. So when it comes to tzad, shelo litzarach pater, says Rashi, de'ein b'mino nitzod, v'hav yamalacha she'en etzricha l'gufa, rib shimon hi. So that's ein b'mino nitzod, and it's a malacha she'en etzricha l'gufa. So at least this tolas is going to be tzad d'rabbanon. So Shlomo Zalman says, apparently you see that according to Rashi, at least tzad rabbanon will be, even if it's not say the raisa. Rabbi Carr points out that this is true. It's beferish in the Rabbeinu Yerucham as well. But he also points out that it sounds like Rashi himself in Chagiga included the shavlol in the Shemot HaShratzim, which means that a Shavlul could potentially be a Malacha Daraisa. And maybe the Rid is talking about a kind of Shavlul, that kind of snail, that there isn't any perceptible movement. So Shlomo Zalman says, you see from Shlomo Zalman says, you see, for Rashi, at least it's going to be Tzeda D'Rabbanan by a Talas. Rabbi Carr points out that this is also Rabbeinu Yerucham, and the Rashi himself in Chagiga sounds like a Shavlul, may even be Tzeda D'Araisa. Maybe the Rid is talking about a different type of Shavlul where the movement is so minimal that there's no perceivable movement. Rabbi Carr writes that he pointed this out to Rishon Zalman, and Rishon Zalman made a note to correct the record subsequently, and he quotes from Rav Yashiv as well, that it's possible that even a snail could be a subject to Seda Daraisa, and that's what the Orach HaShabbos quotes B'Shem Rav Yashiv as well. So you have the possibility that Shlomo Zalman originally raised that maybe a slow-moving creature, maybe there's no tzeda at all, but it sounds like at least there should be tzeda de Rabbanan, even by a small-moving creature. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha.
So in the end, Shlomo Zalman's not Mako?
Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos was Mako, and then Rabbi Karp quotes a correspondence he had with Rishon Zalman, that Rishon Zalman indicated that he was prepared to be chozer to be machmir, and but that didn't make it into any subsequent psak b'chayev. So I'm not sure that's what Rabbi Karp reports. There's another marmokan that might be relevant to this, and that's the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Kaf Dalid writes in the list of Tzeda the Rabbanan. Perek Yud Halacha Kaf Dalid had Tzad Svi Zaken Ochiger Ochola Okatan Pater. So it's Tzvi that's old or lame or sick or young. Zaken or katan is pater. So the Aruch HaShulchan isn't sure where the Rambam got katan from. It's not in our Gemara. Aruch HaShulchan Sifav. However, the Or Sameach points out, just Mitzayin and Marmachim, the Yushalmi has this very line. This list of the Rambam appears in the Yushalmi, the beginning of Perek Yudalid. And Katan appears on the list in the Yerushalmi as an example of Tzeda Derabbana. So the Meiri writes, on Dav Kuvav Amvez, Hatzad Tzvi Suma V'yashin Chayev Shasuyin Hein Lishamet, Aval Chigar Cholo Zakin Pater, U'gedolei Mechabrim Kosvikein B'Katan, the Rambam, V'efshar Kodem Shihei Yachol Larus Kolkach, Vein hefresh becholish is karna ben cholam achmas ayefes cholam mitzah shar sibos. So that's the Gemara we discussed last time. So the Meiri says maybe the reason that by katan it's only the rabbanon is because a tzvi katan can't run that well. So if it can't run that well, maybe that knocks it down to a derabana. And even if a species that is theoretically bimino nitzod, but if this particular animal isn't developed enough to run normally for that species, then maybe that will only be Seda Derabbana. So again, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Ask Kodesh Shmir Shabbos is quoted as saying that a very slow creature, like a snail or a turtle, that Seda would even be Mutter Midrabanan. Even though the Tosas read that he's Mitzayin, doesn't necessarily mean to say it's mutter, just that it's not going to be a deraisa. And again, Rabbi Karp, of course, Rosh Hashanah is potentially reconsidering. But in the Shabbos home, and I saw this in the Masifta Gemara also, they suggest that maybe this question as to whether Seda is shayach by a very slow creature, maybe that relates to a general framing that Achronim have about the nature of the malacha of Seda, whether the thrust of the malacha of Seda is removing the freedom of the animal, removing the free movement of the animal, or is it bringing the animal into the reshus of the trapper, irrespective of what that does to the animal per se. So if the thrust of the malacha of Tzeda is removing the freedom of the animal, removing the cheiros, the free movement of the animal, so that's theoretically applicable even if it's a snail. And the snail now is moving freely at a snail's pace, but it's still moving. And if you trap it, it no longer has that same freedom of movement. As opposed to if the thrust of the malacha of tzeda is being machnesed to your rishus, to your shlita, so if it's a snail, it's ke'il already in your shlita because you don't need any action of tzeda in order to corral the snail. So maybe this question as to whether there is tzeda by a snail would depend on what the thrust of tzeda is. Chazanish thinks in Simon Nun, the end of Os Gimel, Chazanish thinks that the thrust of tzeda is the restriction of movement, the removal of the freedom of movement of the animal. Okay. As far as whether there's tzeda on restricting the movement of a person, then the Sefer Kovetz on the Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Kaf Beis, he writes that if a baby falls into the river ocean and you extend a net to catch the baby, that's a tolad of tzeda. Kedemashma b'menachos staff samach dalet. Now, menachos samach dalet is the case of the fisherman who intended to catch fish and ends up catching not only fish, but a baby as well. So the Avnei Nezer writes, Arachayim simen kuf peites os kuf beis. We quoted an earlier part of the shiva last time. Avnei Nezer kuf peites os kuf beis. So the starting point is that it should be pasha that there's no tzeda when it comes to a human being. However, he quotes Tosfos in that Gemara Menachos Andaf Samach Dal. There the Gemara says that if your kavana was to catch fish on Shabbos and you ended up catching fish and a tinok, Rabbi says you're still chaya for the malacha of tzeda on the fish. Says Tosfos, Lo dami lo ofem yantav lachol de patrinan mitam hol miklele orchin b'nei mahachanami hol patule atinok patrinami adagim. So why don't you say, just like if you do an act of afia on yantav, and strictly speaking, that should be a malacha d'oraisa if you're not doing a litzarach yantiv, because there's no achal nefesh. However, because of ho'il, the possibility that there may be guests that come that could benefit from it, so that becomes mutter min ha'torah, ho'lu miklei orchim. So why don't you say the same thing over here, Estosos, that since you're going to be pater on the tinok, because that's a situation of pikuach nefesh, so you should be putter on the fish as well. The name of Hachanami holu putter leyatina putter nami adagim. Tahasam hu dafiyaso chazi letzarach yantiv. So Tosfos says the difference between afi an yantiv and the tzedas dagim is that the afi an yantiv is ra'oi letzarach yantiv. That act of afi that you're doing, that act is an act that could be letzarach yantiv if your intention is letzarach yantiv. But the act of tzedas dagim, so that's never an act which is mutter on Shabbos. That act is not an act that's ever mutter on Shabbos. So says the Avnei Nezer, he quotes his Tosfos, this masher from Tosfos, the betura the tinog mishem pikuach nefesh. The reason that your putter on the tinog is because of pikuach nefesh. Tosfos says, don't tell me that you're going to be putter on the dogim just because you're putter on the tinog like ho'il, because the act of seidas dogim is never an act that's mutter on Shabbos. But Tosfos is assuming that the only reason you're putter on the tinok is because of pikuach nefesh. But if not for pikuach nefesh, it sounds like you'd be chayiv on the tinuk as well. Sounds like there'd be potential tzeda on the tinuk. The Yamni Nezer says, tzarchiyan on that, but at the very least, all you see is the possibility maybe there's tzeda on a tinuk because the tinuk is somewhat constrained in his freedom of movement to begin with. But you never entertain that there would be tzeda on an Adam Gadol. That the Amnidesa says is Pasha, couldn't have a Havmin to entertain that there would be tzeda on an Adam Gadol. Maybe a Tinuk, that's what comes out of that Sugin Menachas and Tosas, maybe there would be tzeda on a Tinuk. The Ramah writes, yes, sir?
Could Rebbe just explain Tosas one more time?
The Gemara says that in a case where Niskavin Lahalas Dogim, the Hela Dogim, the Tinok, you're chayiv, right? Your intention was you went fishing, and lo and behold, in the fisherman's net, not only did you get fish, but you got a baby also. So maybe you would have said, it's all Pikuach Nefesh. Hochiach Sofo Al Tchiloso. So there is a heter for Pikuach Nefesh. So then you should be putter on the fish also. So Tosa says no. That one has nothing to do with the other. On the tinok, you're part of it because of pikuach nefesh, but you're still chayiv on the act of catching the fish, which is an independent malacha d'oraisa. So in Tosa's presentation, the Avnei Nezer comments that Tosa says you're putter on the tinok, you're still going to be chayiv on the dog. What do you putter? What does that mean? Putter on the tinok? It means if not for the fact that there's pikuach nefesh, then you would have been chayiv on the tinok. That's the mashmah of Satosa. So it's only because of pikuach nefesh that you're patur on the tinok. Otherwise, you've been chayiv for tzeda on the tinok. So that, Avnei Nezer says, is interesting. It sounds like you could have the malacha deraisa of tzeda on a human being. He says at worst, that's only a tinok, but wouldn't apply to an adam gadol. And that's presumably what you see in the Ramah. In Simon Shin Lamites Sif Dalid, Shin Lamites Sif Dalid, the Rama writes, this is in the list of various Drabanans, the Mishnah Beitza. So the Mechaber says, you can't be Dan Din Torah on Shabbos. The Rama adds, so you're not allowed to jail a person on Shabbos to prevent him from running away. Rabbi Kiva Eger there on the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shulchan Shvus Yaakov that you are allowed to jail someone on Shabbos if there's a chashash that he's going to be ma'agin his wife. Meaning to say that the consideration that the Ramah is reflecting not to put someone in jail on Shabbos, that's as far as din. So to put someone in jail is a fulfillment of din, which you can't do on Shabbos. So under normal circumstances, you can't do that. But if it's to prevent someone from being ma'agin his wife, so then that either that's not din or that's not a din that we offered. But the assumption of that is that there's no concern of tzeda, even though you're restricting his movement, but there's no tzeda for a human being. Shmir Shabbos raises a question in Parakav Zayin or Arakuf Yates, Parakav Zayin or Arakuf Yates, is NSLE so if someone is drowning? I like the Gemara Menachos. So the Avnei Nezer assumed that even if you might entertain that a drowning baby would be subject to say that's not true by a drowning person. Shmir Shabbos says maybe even by a drowning adult, maybe Shaykh Tzeda, but that's because the drowning person isn't really in control of his movement. He doesn't have any freedom of movement. He has no control over what's happening to him because he's in the midst of drowning. So maybe there you could entertain that there could be tzeda on such a person. But if he's drowning, that's probably pikuach nefesh anyway. So it's kind of an academic discussion. Okay. Take a look at Kuzayin Amud Aleph.
Yeah, Rabbi, do you see anybody who gave like a hesper for it? Is it like in Minonitsa? Like, well, what is it?
Well, it's definitely Eba Minonitsa would only knock it down to a Drabana. But a person who is generally in control of his movement. The way Shmir Shabbos says it is like this. He says, if you have a shota who's running away from other people and he's running through the forests and the desert, and if you try to catch him, he's going to run away from you. So maybe that kind of a person would taka be ki'ilu b'mino nitzod. And maybe people on some level are b'mino nitzod, because when you go to war, you take actions. But if you have someone who, generally speaking, is within a normal social setting, and the person hangs out with other people, and it doesn't cross his mind to run away, but he is running away from the authorities, he's running away from the police, and then the police capture him. So maybe that's not really called Seda, because he just doesn't want to be with the Shoftim and Shotrim, but he does want to be with other people. So he's selective about who he wants to hang out with. Or if someone wants to be captured, then maybe that's another reason for the drowning person not to be subject to Seda, because he wants to be saved. So maybe that's another reason he's not subject to Seda. But I think that the starting assumption is that the person is definitely Eino B'mino Nitzod. And if he's Eino B'mino Nitzod, there's no Din D'Rabbanan that ever applied to people that we should include them in the Malacha D'Rabbanan of Seda, I think. Okay, so let's go to Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. And the question of the application of Seda to something that is considered to be Gershusa. So the last line of the Mishnah, the beginning of Shmona Shvatim, Chayev Ov Sheh Gershusa, Hatzad and Pater V'chol Ben Chayev. So we're focusing now on Sad. So if you have a Chayev Ov Gershusa, that's only a Melacha Derabana. Says Rashi, Chayev Ov Sheh Gershusa, Pater in Sadan Share Nitzodin V'omdin. It's Ke'ilu, they're already captured, they're already trapped because they're Bershuso. They're already in his property. So that which you're accomplishing is minimal. They're already in your sphere of influence, they're already in your Rishus. So in a Torah, there's no Tzeda. They're Nitzodin V'omdin, it's Ke'ilu, they're already captured. You still have to do something to make sure they don't run away more. And that's why it's going to be Aser B'Derabana, but Min HaTorah, it's K'nitzodin V'omdin. The Hagos Maimonios writes in Os Reish, the end of Perikyut Os Reish, he quotes this Mishnah, and he says, V'haditnan in Beitza, the beginning of Perek Ein Sadin Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, Aval Sadin Chayev Of, Hainu Biyantiv, Shet Sadin L'Chachila Kidei L'Shochtan Ula Ochla. So there is a situation in which you could be tzad certain animals L'Chachila. That's only L'Tzarech Ochel Nefesh An Yantiv. Aval Hachad B'Shabbis Lo. Who could go and Davidi le Rabuye Kisha Rotsa le Tovson, Behem Babayis Godel Kokach, Sheim lo Godlu Bain Bene Adam, Ayutzrichen Mitsuda, Asar le Tovson, Vaflid Chosam and Makam Sar, Shenochin li Tapes. So here, even if they're in a bigger area and you're going to push them into a smaller area to make it easier to catch them, that's also Aser Midrabana. V'chein ki baltim v'imorei krov v'izal. Hilkach, tzrichin Yisrael Yizar shelo litpos b'shabes sus shemara dupar meredes, shasuyen l'rabuye afilu b'chatzer, im achatzer gedola, she'im lo galu bein b'nei adam ayutzrichin mitzuda. So even if you have a horse or a cow that is somewhat domesticated, but it's in a bad mood, it's trying to run away, so then there's a problem of Tzeda on Shabbos. Ubishalmi Amr Rabbi Yose, Hada Amra Sus Shamar B'Shabbos V'chule, Av B'Sheish Lidchos V'Lomer D'Patra Mutter, V'Aidi D'Bai L'Misna B'Chovel Ben Chayev, Tana Sadan Patr, K'Darmina Ben Mamelikin, Afil Hochi Rai L'Hachmir, Akan L'Shono Av Rabbeinu Baruch. So he says, he entertains, maybe you could read that last line of the Mishnah of Hatsadan Pater as Pater Umutter, because it's coming on the heels of the previous Sugya, where Pater means Pater Mutter, as we saw that Mappus Morsa. Sanachash is Pater Mutter. So maybe here too, Chayiv Ov Sheh Gershusa Hatzadan is Pater Mutter because these animals are domesticated and they're in your Rishus. So you're not really doing that much. It's super Nitzodin V'omdin. However, he thinks that you should still be Machmir even if an animal is Gershusa, a domestic animal that's Gershusa, that's in your property anyway. It still would be subject to Seda Derabana. So the Mechaber writes in Seif Yud Aleph, Shinta Sayin Yud Aleph, Yud Bey, sorry, Chayiv Ov Sheber Shuso, Mutter Latsudan. So if you have a Chayiv Ov in your property, you're allowed to be tzad them. V'hu shelo yimrodu, as long as they're not rebelling, they're not trying to leave. Aval im hay mordim asir l'tal sama filu b'chatzer, im b'chatzer gadol she'im lo gadlu b'emenei adam ha'yusrichim mitzoda. But if they're mordim and the chatz is big enough that you need some extra assistance to capture the animal, that will be asir. So where is the Mechaber's Psak coming from? That domesticated animals that are Bershuso, if they're not being moreed, you're allowed to be tzad them lichadchila. So look at the Mishnah Brura. Sivkat denun beis, chayiv osha Bershuso, kolel kol mine bali chayim shiragilim bebeis of an asib bnei tarbis. So these are all animals that you keep in your house, and they are domesticated. Says the Shari Tzion Sivkatan Pei Aleph, Ayin Bebei Ergra, Detama Mechaber, De Posek Agos Maimini, Besof Tvarav, De Kavanas HaMishnah Patur Mutter. So the Mechaber is paskening like that suggestion of Agos Maimini goes, that Patur by Rishusan is Patur Umutter. The Adua Da Mishnah Kolelas Kol Mine B'nei Tarbus, all domesticated animals. The Mechaber is based on this Hagos Maimonios, the suggestion of Hagos Maimonios, that domesticated animals, Rishuso, Hatzadon would be Pater Umutter. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkaton Nun Gimel, Hainu Afilu Bachutz. This is even if the animals are hanging out outside. Batam. Kevin Shehe B'nei Tarbus V'Hurglu B'Bayis, since they're domesticated and they're used to the environment, U'Memela Yachzeru L'Beisam Be'era V'Noch L'Tavsan, and they're used to coming home at night anyway, and it's easy to get them because they're returning anyway. L'Chein Afke Sheyotzu Min Abayis Harei Hen Kinitzonin V'Omdin. So if you have a pet chicken that always comes home to roost every night, and it goes for a walk Shabbos afternoon and comes back into the house, then you can lock the door behind your pet chicken and not worry about any Seda ramifications, because it's a domesticated animal that's always going to come home anyway and not subject to Seda. Says the Sharitzi and Pei Beis. Kemuchach v'beitza kaftali v'teiritz derev mari u'baran ashar poskim dimitam zeh lo mikri tzeda. The fact that it's noach latafsan, that they're coming back and therefore easy to be tofes them because they're coming back at home, to home anyway. Achein barash nisker ateiritz rishon. The Tali b'mizonos an alacha. The Rush in the beginning of Siman Aleph Paragimel Beitza. The Rush says that the thrust of the reason that would be mutter is because mizonos an alacha. They have to come home anyway to be fed. They're not in a position to independently sustain themselves. So these animals are coming back to the house anyway for food, and therefore it's considered that it's not mechusar tzeda at all, and potentially would be mutter even. Me Dirabana. So according to the Mechaber, and Rav Avadya says this should be the Psak for Sfardim, Rav Avadya says there's a Befer Sharaviyot like this, that if you have any domesticated animal that's not in a rebellious mood, that comes home every night, be it a dog or a cat, be it a chicken or a cow or a rooster, comes home every night, and is comfortable coming home, maybe. It's probably anyway mizonos an alacha, like that reason of the rush. Then there's no concern of tzeda, so you can close the door behind it or corral it literally, and that would be fine lechachila on Shabbos. However, the Rama quotes a Yesh Omer. The Rama says Yesh Omerim the aser latzud chay v'ov sheber shuso v'im sadan pater. No, even if it's Bershuso, that only knocks it down to a Durabanan, but it's still going to be Aser Mi Durabanan. Aval Par Vesus, Vakoshikain Shar Chayiv Oshamardu, a non-domesticated animal or even a domesticated animal that's in a rebellious mood, that's not coming home so easily, that'll be a melacha d'oraisa. So then it sounds like, according to the Ramah, you have a problem. Even if you have a domesticated pet or an animal that always comes home at night, it would be a problem to take it out for a walk and then bring it back on Shabbos afternoon and close the door behind it. However, even within the Pesach of the Ramah, there is a carve-out, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkata Nun Zayin from the Chai Adam. Chai Adam is in Klal Lamed Os Dalid. Chai Adam writes that Avazim, Tarnagolim, Chatol, the geese, chickens, cats, or any animal that is used to coming back to the house at night, that's Kinitzodim Ba'omdim, Velo Shayach Behen Seda. However, he writes, Lefikach, im yatzu min abayis v'choshesh lehem shelo yiganvu. So if you have one of your pets or your domesticated home animals that goes out for a Shabbos afternoon walk and you're worried that it might be stolen, im einan asuyen lihishamit miyadav, if it's a kind of animal that when you reach out your hands to grab it, it doesn't try to get away from you. It calms itself down. It allows you to pick it up. You have a kind of a chicken that when it sees its owner, it'll just calm itself down and allow itself to be picked up without putting up a fuss. The ein sarach lirdof acharei klal. And you can push it in to the house. You can't pick it up because that's muksa, but you can push it in. So the Chai Adam says that even the Yeshom and the Chumah, the Ramah, like the first opinion of the Algos Maimonides and the simple reading of the Mishnah, that Bershusan is still going to be Aser Midrabanan, but it's kind of animal that is super domesticated, that will relax itself and allow you to pick it up easily without putting up any resistance. So that is super nitzodim v'omdin. And then even according to the Ramah, that would not be a problem of tzeda at all. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here in Sifkatan Nun Zayin. V'chai Adam Kasev, this is by the Pei Zayin and the Shaaretz Zion. Dim darko shall also of she'e nishma minayat. Kamoshi yesh bin atarna golos. She'atakim she yeshavis kishirosan latasav ein tarach lido v'chara. Dibuhu ein isr tzeda klal kuli alma. Im horgla kvar v'bayis. If it's already used to the house. So if you just bought the chicken on Erev Shabbos, it's not used to its surroundings yet, then not. But if it's your trusty pet chicken that you already have a relationship with, that would be mutter. Mutter lach nisa ayide d'chia olu radfa afla bayis katan olu klub shala. You can even prod it into its pen, b'chein yesh lahakel. So that's the kula of the Chai Adam, and the Mishnah Berurah endorses that even though at face value, at first glance, according to the Ramah, any domesticated animal would still have a problem with tzeda d'rabbanan, but if it's the Chai Adam's kind of super domesticated animal, then that would be mutter even l'chachila. And that's what the Be'er Lach expands upon, Dibur Maskel Yesh Omrim, with the same conclusion that La Halacha, He's makel like this chayada. Now, if you do have a situation of a moderately domesticated animal, the kind that, according to the Ramah, you do have a problem of seda, so Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa recommends in Perek of Zion, beginning in Seif Lamiches, that let's say you have to walk into your chicken coop, and there are animals in the coop that are potentially subject to seda, at least Rabbanan. As soon as you open the fence to the coop, you're stuck because you can't close it again. Because once you close it, there's going to be a problem of seda lister abana. So Shmir Shabbos recommends that if you need to open the door to the chicken coop, then you should stand in the entrance yourself in such a way that there's no point at which the chickens can escape. So you're opening the door slowly, and then you're standing in place of the door so that there's never a moment where the door is fully open in a way that the chickens could escape. So then if you stand or have someone else stand at the entrance when you open the door, when you open the gate, and then if someone needs to go in to feed the animals, someone else keeps that post at the entrance, and then you close it again, then you've ensured that you haven't violated a potential issue of tzeda. Okay. So the Gemara, as we referenced earlier on Daf Kuf Zayin and Aleph, in the list of Patur and Mutters, has had sad nachash b'Shabbos, im is asik bo shelo yishkanu pater, v'im lirfua chayiv. So if you're sad a snake on Shabbos, and your motivation is to ensure that it doesn't bite you, that's in the list of pater umutters. So simply in the Gemara is that the Gemara here is a libid Reb Shimon, that Malacha Shenesvicha Lagufa is Pater. Malacha Shenesvicha Lagufa is only an Isser Dirabanan. So Bamako Matsar, in order to prevent a snake bite, that will be Mutter. However, the Rambam, even though the Rambam, we know paskins that Melacha Shenesvicha Lagufa is chayiv like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam also quotes this halacha of Hatzad Nachash is Mutter. The Rambam, the end of Perek Yud, halacha kafei, Ramasim Hamazikin Kigon Nechashim Akravim V'chayotzi Behen, Afa Pisha Einan Mamisim, that if you have snakes and scorpions, even if they're not potentially fatal, but they may bite you and that might create some tsar, you're allowed to be tsad them on Shabbos, as long as your intention is only to prevent the bite. Shelo Yaziku, you put a kli on them, you rope them off, you tie them up to ensure that they're not going to be mazik. So even though the Rambam passing like Rabbi Yehuda Melacha Shenesvicha Lagufa is chayiv, but here the Rambam says, at sadan to prevent a neshicha is mutter on Shabbos. How does that work? So the Magen Mishnah explains in Halacha Yudzayin, because there the Rambam Paskins, the other example of Pater Mutter, Mappis Morsa, there the Rambam Paskins, Yerchayef. So says the Magen Mishnah. Seda sanachash she'ein otzad kedarko el misasik bo. So Rama understood that that line in the Gemara in this asik bo shelo yishkanu, right? It could have just said shelo yishkanu, but it stresses misasik bo. So that's stressing that you're not doing it in the normal fashion. Inami dekevin derabim nizukin bo chashiv le kisakanos nefashos. So the Magen Mishnah has two possibilities in the Rambam. Either that it's a kind of a super malacha shenesich l'gufa, because not only are you doing it in order to prevent a bite, but you're also doing it in a non-kedarka fashion. So that knocks it down two levels as a kind of super malacha shenesich l'gufa, which might be mutter. Or we're talking about where stafka Nezek of potential sakanas nefashos, and shelo yishkanu isn't just shelo yishkanu, but a situation of potential sakanas nefashos. But lalacha, the mechaber has this in Sif Zayin. Hatzan uchashim akrabim b'shabes oshar masim hamazikim. Im lerefua chayev, the image v'la shelo yishkanu mutter. Says the mishabrua kav zayin. Image v'la shelo yishkanu, haynu afilu b'makom she'ein regila manachashim lahamis. Even if there's no pikuach nefesh consideration, v'ein rasan achrav ela omdin b'mkoman. To b'za asur leich lehargan, and it's not coming at you. Afilu hachi latsudan shari. The Hainu Shakofa Lame Cleo Shakoshir and San Vatam. The Avi Mlacha Shenzikil Gufa. The Eno Sark Lazar Ella Shaloyishkanu. Vimaya Yodea Shiambo Vloyazikanu. Loyazar. Kaimulan. Mlacha Shenzikil Gufa's Paterval Asar Midrabana. The Hacha Mishamazeka. Afilu Isidrabana Lakka. Afilu Rambam. The Machaiba Abba Mlacha Shenzikil Gufa. Mod Bazaar. Because with the type of mission this relay, the Zello Mikri Malacha Klau, Havik Misasik Ba'alma. It's a super Malacha Shenazik Lagufa. It's just Misasik. Kaven She'ain Ritzona Be'etzim at Seda Klau. The Ada Rabba Kavanosa Lavriacha So Me'alav. It's the other extreme. It's not just that you have no interest in the result of the Seda, but it's just the opposite. You're not capturing it because you want it. You're capturing it to make sure that it's not going to go anywhere near you. So it's ki'ilu, the opposite of not just enosik l'gufa, but it's to the other extreme. However, if you look at the Shaar Tzion Lamed Tes, he points out, I am b'sefer nahar shalom, Shakasav de lachnisam beso kli kedera sharzei de einachon kedei shelo yavo luchashto shehu sadam litzarko. Umochiach l'dinim alashen Rambam. The Rambam says dafka if you kofa kli. So kofa kli is not the normal way of affecting tzeda. So you have to show that your intention isn't for tzeda per se. But otherwise, if you do it in a non kedera fashion, then that's going to be mutter, even according to the Rambam. So that's what we assume. If you have a creature that potentially could bite or create tsar, then that seda is a malacha she'nesich l'gufa, and you could be kofa kli in order to neutralize the potential danger.
Why wouldn't we answer much more simply that, I mean, this also works, but wouldn't you assume that Nachash is Ein Bemino Nitzod? In which case it's Derabanan for the Rambam as well.
No, I think a nachash is b'minonitzod because the fact that the Gemara says imel refua, that's chayiv. So nachash is the kind of thing that people would capture for the venom for refua purposes. Uh-huh. So they were assuming a nachash is b'minonitzod, and that's why you have to come on to malacha sheni sichul gufa to knock it down to the Rabbanan. And for the Rambam, if you're going to work with malacha sheni sichul gufa, so it has to be a super malacha sheni sichul gufa misasik. Or something of those, unless you're going to say that like, the second pasuk will learn about commission that has to do with only a sakanas nefashos situation. Okay, but this is only to be matir tzeda, not to be matir killing, which that'll be your next topic of shochet and tilas neshama. And Shmir Shabbos quotes over here. So in the text, in Sif Kaf Hei, Sif Beis, he just quotes this halacha, that if you have a kind of insect or animal, or if it were to bite you, it would cause significant pain, but there's no pikuach nefesh situation, like a black scorpion is this example. So then you're allowed to be tzadam, namely to be kofakli. However, he says that that contrasts with other bugs that may bite you but aren't going to create significant cave. So he says a mosquito, even though a mosquito could bite you, but it's not going to be so consequential if you get a mosquito bite. So that there's no heter of a tzeda in this situation. So that's like what the Mishnah Berurah writes. In in Sifkatan Lamed Vav, so there in Siftes Mechaber says Parosh Hanikra Bargus Belashan Arav Asa Litzudo Elam Kain Hu Al Basar Vok. So if it's mamish on your skin in the process of biting you, then you could remove it. But otherwise, this kind of a fly, or what we would, for us, would be a mosquito, that you're not allowed to be tzad. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Vav, the after who davrshe ein b'mino nitzod, akal panam asim b'dirabana, ve'itzroch lashmi inan, lafuke midas ezem en aposkin disavri da'av zuhi b'chlam acholas shemutu lasuda laharga. Imu safek, Loba Laila Imukino Parosh Mutilatsud of Asil Harga. If you don't know whether it's something that you could be tzad or not at night, and it might be something that the point there is that if you have a suffix as to what kind of bug it is, so if you're only talking about a potential malacha derabanan of seid of eim amino nitod, so then you could be makel if you can't tell what it is. But to kill it, which could be a potential malacha deraisa, then you can't be makel. But that's the second category of mosquitoes or the like, where it might be annoying, but it's not at the level of discomfort of a scorpion bite, and therefore there'd be no heter of tzeda on a mosquito. Okay. So let's just begin briefly the malacha of shochet slash Antilas Neshama, and then we'll talk about that more mitzvah next time. So the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Sorry, Ayin Hey Amid Aleph on the bottom. Vashochto in the list of malachas and Daf Ayin and the Mishan Ayin Gimel. Shochet Mishum Mai Chayiv. Rav Amr Mishum Soveya. Rishul Amr Mishum Netilas Neshama. So Rav Mishum Soveya might be Af Mishum Soveya. And Shmuel says Mishum Netilas Neshama. Mishum Soveya in Mishum Netilas Neshama lo. Ema Af Mishum Soveya. Fine. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph. Hashochi chayiv v'lo shochi bilvad ela kol notil neshama le'echad mikol mine chayiv behem b'v'ov v'dag v'sharetz behem b'shchita behem mechir o akar chayiv. So the thrust of shochi is netilas neshama. So that everyone agrees. So the question is it af mishum soveya? But you're definitely chayiv mishum shochi, which is netilas neshama. So shochi is an example of netilas neshama. But anyway, you affect netilas neshama. Anyway, you kill an animal, be it chaya behema of dag sharetz, whether you kill it by shechting, whether you kill it with nechira, whether you kill it by hitting it, you're chayev for shochet. Achonik as a chayat shiyambas raise a toladas shochet. If you strangle it, that's a tolada. Lefikach im hela dag misaf al shamayim minicho ad shemes chayim mishum chonik. So if you take a fish out of a pail of water and you leave it around until it dies, that's a form of chonik. Below at shiyamos, elakevin shiyavish bo kisela bein san pirav chayiv sheod eino yachol lichyos. Even if it's not dead yet, but at the point that it's the process has been set in motion where it's going to die, then you're ready chayiv there. So the Minchas Chinuch raises a question here in Melechet Shochet. Where do you draw the line for these things? At what point are you chayef for netilas nesham? So for example, is if you shecht an animal, but it's still mifarcheses, it's still running around. So he thinks he'd be chayef for netilas nesham, even if it's not dead yet, because you put that process into motion. And he says, maybe that's true even if you make an animal into a treifa. So let's say you make an animal into a treifa on Shabbos. Treifa means it's going to die in the next 12 months. But it might live very happily for the next 11 months. The Minchas Chinuch thinks that you might still be chayev mishum netilas neshama, mishum shochet, if you make an animal into a treifa on Shabbos, even if it's going to live for another 11 months, just like if you take a fish out of the water and it may live for a little while longer, but you're still chayiv mishum shochet for taking it out of the water. But then he says, let's say you have someone that's already a treifa, and then you kill him right away. Or you have a fish that was taken out of the water, and then you kill it directly. You're mekarev misasa. So is that also going to be chayim mishum netilas neshama? So when it comes to ritzicha, so then if you kill a treif, you're pater, gav katila katal. So is that true when it comes to Melech Shabbos also? Or maybe Shabbos is different because the nation in Tzilas Neshama would include even kirev Nisasa. He leaves that as a tsarachian. And Reb Chaim Ozer doesn't like that. Achiezer chela gimel simin lamid gimel. He quotes this Minchas Chinuch, but it's not the Minchas Chinuch's fault, because he points out that it's a sheet in the Tosas Rid and Shabbos. Tosas Rid and Shabbos, Reb Lazar de Mila, Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, quotes from a Rivam. My love. He quotes this possibility from the Rivam that if you're chovel in a trefa, you're pater. Because he's already kameist on me. So you're not going to be chayim mishum natilas neshama if someone's already considered kameis. And the Tosafot argues that that's not true, that we don't say, even though there's a limited din when it comes to ritzicha, that you're pater if you kill a treifa, gavik tela katal, but we don't say that, but other than that, a treifa generally has a din of a chay. B'chol ha-Torah kula, right? If a trefa shechs an animal, is that not a kosher animal because he's dead? If a trefa does anything of halachic import, do we not consider that as having a chalos because he's dead? No, generally speaking, trefa is kachai. There's a detail in terms of Hilchos Ritzicha of Gavra Ketela Katal. But why should that apply anywhere beyond Ritzicha? Why should that apply to the definition of Melech HaShabbos for Netilas HaShabbos? That's what the Tosas Rid himself argues on the Rivam that he quotes. And Chaim Ozer finds this curious that the Minchas Chinuch gives such weight to this possibility, thinks that it can't be. That is obvious if you kill a treifa that you're going to be chayiv for netilas neshama on Shabbos. Okay, so let's stop here. And Mirtz Hashem, on Wednesday, we'll pick up. I'll try to send you shortly more marmakomos on shochet/chovel. And then maybe we'll talk a few minutes about Ma'abed, but then we'll move on to Mimachik Mimareach. And then hopefully by next week, we'll be able to start Kosev and Mochik. Okay?
Yeah. Rabbi, what do the poskim say about catching bees? We assume it's Moter because they inflict enough pain?
Yeah, I think we assume that a bee potentially would be like a scorpion, and that a bee sting is painful enough that you could be sad it in a, at least be kofa kli. It may depend on whether there are rabim around or just one person. Meaning if you're the only one around and you know that you aren't allergic to bee stings, that might be different than if you have 10 people around in the vicinity and any one of them might be allergic to bee sting and you don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, Brian?
Yeah, I just had a request. Is it possible we can have the chabur on Thursday? Or is that not possible?
Are you not around on Wednesday?
No, I'm going to miss.
I don't think so. I'm just looking at my calendar. I definitely can't be in person on Thursday. No, it's not going to work. I have Gittin on Thursday, basically from 3 to 6. So I guess we'll just have to get the recording.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, fine. So, Mirtz Hashem, Wednesday, regular time. Great. Okay. I'll see you.
Thank you.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye.